This is VOA News via remote. Vladimir Putin is praising what he calls the successful liberation of the port city of Mariupol. President Putin made remarks Thursday after speaking with Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. Putin told Shoigu to cancel plans to storm the massive steel plant where 2,000 Ukrainian forces remain holed up. Instead, he ordered the troops to set up a tight blockade around the plant, quote, so that not even a fly comes through, end quote. U.S. President Joe Biden is due to speak Thursday about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He's expected to announce another round of security assistance for Kyiv, totaling about $800 million. The administration announced an identical-sized military aid package for Ukraine last week. A majority of people in the United States continues to support a mask requirement for people traveling on airplanes and other shared transportation, a poll finds. A ruling by a federal judge has put the government's transportation mask mandate on hold. Sarah Nelson, head of the Association of Flight Attendants Union, says it would have been nice to have more notice before the airplane mask mandate was dropped.
The way that this was rolled out, this gave no ability for people to understand what the rules were once again. And here, the frontline workers, the flight attendants, and other workers at the airport were caught holding the bag once again when people thought that they bought a ticket, came to the airport, got on a flight with a certain set of rules, and they changed mid-flight.
French President Emmanuel Macron attacked far-right election challenger Marine Le Pen in a debate Wednesday for her links to Russia. In the televised debate ahead of Sunday's election runoff, he claimed that Le Pen had made herself dependent on Moscow after taking out a loan in 2014 for her political party. She denies the accusation. This is VOA News. The U.S. Capitol complex in Washington was evacuated briefly Wednesday evening amid a communications failure concerning an airplane flying low over Washington. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The evacuation order came around 6:30 Wednesday evening. A twin-engine plane flying over the city deemed a probable threat by police. A short while later, members of the Army's Golden Knights parachute team jumped from that plane and landed on the field at Nationals Park, just before the Nats game against the Arizona Diamondbacks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blamed the FAA in a statement, saying the apparent failure to notify Capitol Police of the pre-planned flyover of National Stadium is outrageous and inexcusable. Two people familiar with the matter tell the AP investigators are still trying to figure out why the event wasn't properly coordinated with law enforcement officials. The failure to communicate is all the more remarkable because of the focus on security since the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Donald Trump. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Novak Djokovic, the world's top-ranked men's tennis player, called the decision to ban Russian and Belarusian players from this year's Wimbledon tournament crazy. Officials at the tennis club that hosts the Grand Slam tournament say the players have been banned because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Among the prominent players affected by the ban are reigning U.S. Open champion Daniil Medvedev from Russia, as well as Belarusian Arina Sabalenka, who was a Wimbledon semi-finalist in 2021 and is number four in the WTA rankings. The All England club confirmed in March that it was having discussions with the British government about whether Russians should be able to play in the grass court Grand Slam tournament. The club posted on Twitter that it had a responsibility to limit Russia's global influence through the strongest means possible. Russian athletes have been prevented from competing in many sports following their country's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Djokovic grew up in war-torn Serbia and said the athletes had nothing to do with the ongoing conflict. Gun salutes will ring out Thursday in London to mark the 96th birthday of Queen Elizabeth II. Britain will also hold an official birthday celebration for the Queen in June, in keeping with royal tradition. This year's official birthday coincides with 4 days of public events to mark her record-breaking 70th year on the throne. Queen Elizabeth will spend the day at her country estate in Sandringham. And recapping our top story, Russian President Vladimir Putin is praising what he calls the successful liberation of the port city of Mariupol. President Putin made remarks Thursday. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.